Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. Back with Randy in just a moment.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Oklahomans deserve more choice when it comes to eye care. State Question 793 will let optometrists work in more convenient locations while providing high-quality care. It will let patients get their eyes examined and shop where they choose. Vote yes for more affordable glasses and contacts. Vote yes for more choice. Vote yes on 793. Authorized and paid for by Yes and 793 Incorporated, 4 Northeast 10th Street, number 434, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 731-04-405-510-7946.
He's the top hired hand of the Cattle Facts organization. Cattle Facts, the market analysis arm of the U.S. cattle business. Randy Block talking to cattle producers, Angus producers, as well as folks further down the chain in the certified Angus beef family, spoke at their recent conference out in Hawaii, talking about how beef demand has turned around in this country and where he believes the U.S. cattle industry is headed when it comes to producing high-quality beef that consumers are demanding.
Today, 20% of all the beef that will be harvested in the U.S. this year on fed beef will be certified Angus beef or higher. Now, it's not all the domestic market. We have to remember the export markets represent for about 16 to 17% of all the CAB sales. And exports have grown at the pace of over 30% over each of the last 2 years. So that's a big part of our marketplace.
Randy Block says when consumers spend money for beef, they want it to be a great eating experience every time. They want high quality.
Well, today, if I think all you have to do is look at the spreads. The spreads have held together very well. The Choice Select spread is at $10 again this year. That's where it's averaged in here over the last 15 years. So even though the grade has improved 25%, again, going from 55% choice and prime to 80% choice and prime, the spreads tell us that's what the market wanted. People are willing to pay more for that type of eating experience. We have seen some erosion in the prime spread in here in the last year where we've seen supply increase as much as it has. I think that's opportunity. I think that's more opportunity for end users to come back in, consumers to experience the value and eating quality of primes.
Randy Block says that beef demand can be seen where consumers are spending their dollars, and that's at the meat case.
What you look at is where are consumers voting with their dollars? And if we look over the last 20 years, we've seen consumer spending increase $113 billion in 20 years. Beef has won $60 billion that increase in spending. Pork and poultry combined are $53 billion increase in spending. What we're seeing is from our lows back in here in 2013 and 14, we're eating about 4 more pounds of beef per person in the U.S., but we're also willing to pay more for that. So what we've seen is a $60 billion increase in beef spending in here from the lows in 1998. And that's a 7% increase in overall spending market share against all the proteins.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.